Well, it's nice to be talking about an Australian Test match win. We've had a tough summer, that's for sure. A lot of criticism about the team, but some good things to talk about. G'day, Hads.
Morning, guys. How good's that win?
Yeah, it was fantastic, mate. Another day-night Test match. It brings about some different things, doesn't it, in terms of what the pink ball does. But I think we all enjoyed it, Hads.
Yeah, I did enjoy it, to be honest. I thought the contest between bat and ball was outstanding, to be honest. I think the pink ball held up really well. There were stages in the game where it was really good to bat on, and there was other stages where it was hard work when the lights came on. But that's what you want in Test cricket. You just want a good contest between bat and ball, and I think that's exactly what we got.
What did you make of the newcomers? Let's go through them one by one. We'll get a brief comment if we possibly can, mate. Hanscom?
Oh, I thought Hanscom played exactly how he's played for Victoria. He's a really calming sort of influence. He doesn't get flustered easy, and I think he did a really good job under pressure in his first test.
Isn't it funny, just on him, like we were talking through the Test match about some funny intricacies or funny techniques or setups in batting, and it's changed a lot because there was the day before I interviewed Peter Hanscom on the touchscreen, we're talking about Faf du Plessis, and he's got the hand spread on the handle. Yeah. Now, you don't teach that. And then Pete Hanscom's got a very unusual way of picking the bat up as well as batting very far back in his crease. So a lot of different styles.
Yeah, I like that. And as coaches, guys have got to be careful not to coach the sort of the unique style guys. Have you look at Steve Smith and Hanscom, like they're both playing Test cricket now. And if you look at the cricket manual, they sort of don't add up. But mate, they're mentally strong. They've found a way that works for them. And that's what I like about Hanscom. And I was impressed with him during the Australian A that he knew exactly what he needed. He knew how his game evolved. So, yeah, he's quite mentally tough for someone so young.
Renshaw?
Mate, I thought he did a really good job. He's only 20. He obviously got some technical issues there, but he played a miss 30 or 40 times. He didn't follow the ball, and as Flats knows, as an opener, that's a great skill to have. So, yeah, I thought he showed real resolve in the way he played. So that first night where he had to face 12 overs, that was tough work. So that showed a lot of character, and I actually like what I see about him. He's a good slipper too.
Oh, he's a good slipper.
Yeah. Actually, we made a lot about that both Hanscom and Renshaw coming in and having the ability to catch. I know that it's a big on Mark Taylor's agenda because he was a good catcher, but in that catching era that we had around Mark Taylor's time, it was crucial that you've got guys who contribute in the field. I mean, if you don't bowl, you've got to be good in the field, and both of those guys have got a natural catching ability, so that helps.
Yeah, Nick Mannison probably would have liked to have come away with more, but he got a peach of a ball.
Oh yeah, that's he got a good ball, and that's a bit what's going to happen with Nick. To be honest, you're going to have some days that are going to frustrate you, but you're also going to have days if they stick with him for a while that he'll win you some games. So, but he got a peach of a ball. He'll be better for the experience.
Yeah, and I think Smithy got it right in the press conference too. Hads in that. Yep. Great, we've got a win, we can talk about that. There have been changes to the team and that injected something, but there's still a long way to go.
Yeah, there is. But, you know, the one thing impressed me most was, I think the guys that came in, take away their number one skill, was their feeling. And I just felt watching that we had a bit more presence out there.
Yeah.
We're up for the contest a bit more, and our fielding looked a lot sharper. And all Australian teams, I think you were the same, so that's it, that played in their attitude towards fielding, we were always better than every other country. And that was the one thing that we had over everyone else. So I just liked the attitude and a bit of that aggression they brought in the field.
Mm. Pete Neville, mate, went back and thumped a big 100 a little bit too late. I thought Wade did a good job, but yeah, it was just a bit too late for Pete.
Yeah, it was. But this is where your character's tested, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's been left out of the team, and there'll be different opinions whether he should be in the team or he shouldn't, but it's the way they come back from this, the way he handles being dropped, and he can do nothing better than what he did during the week at a big 100, but he's got a fight on his hands to get back in. I thought Matthew Wade did a did a really good job, actually. I thought he gave us a bit of presence in the field, and he pissed them off as well, which is good from a keeper.
So what your advice to Pete Neville would be, forget your nice bloke image. You need to be a bit more of an a-hole. Right.
Like
I used to be, right? Right. But does he need to get under the skin of the batsman when he's keeping to get himself back into the side, plus make runs, Brad?
No, I don't think he needs to. I think he just needs to be able to create an energy with the field. And I think that's what we did. But there's twofold of that. We had some new faces in there, so obviously that they're going to be very keen to give him some energy in the field. And I think that's all Peter needs. He needs to create a presence for himself out in the field. You can't question his glove work. So from that point of view, no, he doesn't have to be an a-hole. he just needs to make sure that the fielding's up to scratch and the tempo that they're playing at makes the opposition feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Okay. I tell you, being great is Stark and Hazelwood. Hazelwood, firstly, and then Stark's got better and better. It just looked like his rhythm was there. But those two together, mate, they'll make it difficult for Pakistan.
Oh, 100%. Oh, Stark's just got better and better as the series went on. But that was expected because he was underdone leading into the Test series. But I just enjoyed, once again, their presence. Obviously, they're two world-class bowlers now, but they had a bit about them. They were in the face of the batsman. They're making the environment uncomfortable for the South African batsman. So, yeah, I was very impressed. And you throw a Pat Cummins in and James Pattinson in 12 months' time with an Ashes campaign, if they can stay fit, that's a pretty scary foursome.
And they're actually playing the 3-1 days, aren't they? So we're going to have our pace attack in full.
Yeah.
And then they roll into Pakistan.
Well, my feel is if we get 2-0 up, they'll be rested for the third.
I don't mind that.
Yeah. That's fine.
I don't mind that at all.
You dictate terms if you're winning.
Hmm. Yeah, I agree. And I like that they're both playing.
Yes.
I know the characters that they are. That they'll want to play as much cricket as they can. They seem to bowl more. The more they play, the better they get. So, and we've seen that through Stark during the summer. He was outstanding during this test. But Josh Hazelwood, I don't think he gets enough raps. He just does his job and he's there and thereabouts all the time.
Yeah, he makes it hard. Good on your heads.
No worries, guys. Enjoy your day.
Well done. We'll talk soon. Brad Haddon.